Let's bring in James Sherman. He's host of the Premier League on Sportsnet. James, I'm not going to get into the whole nobody respects TFC in the marketplace argument or anything like that, because I'm not entirely certain. I'm not certain it gets anywhere. But this is for a soccer club. This is a pretty big opportunity, isn't it, for Toronto FC to really, I think you play this any sport because you want to measure yourself against the best, whether it's individually or collectively. And I would think for Toronto FC, this isn't winning the MLS Cup. This isn't even winning CONCACAF. But if you go into Mexico and win a match against Tigres, boy, you really have reason to feel happy about where you are.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff. It'll be monumental, not just for TFC, but for Major League Soccer as well. This is a league that over its 25-odd years of existence has been just battered by Mexican teams, especially in Mexico. And up until recently, there's been no doubt as to how much better that league is compared to MLS. And I think it's been a real complex on the part of MLS regarding that. So if TFC can get a result in Mexico and progress past Tigres, who are arguably the best team in Mexico, they are the champions as it stands right now. That is a big step, I think, for this league, MLS, and for TFC, who, you're right, maybe they won't get the results, the fame, perhaps, that a cup or a championship would get over here in Canada. But from a footballing standpoint, for those who watch the game, who follow the game, it's huge. It is very special. It shows that hump has finally been conquered from MLS teams. No longer do Mexican teams boss MLS teams, and it's gone on for a very long time. So you're right, it'd be a huge one. Now, that being said, it's going to be a battle tonight, tomorrow. It's going to be something else. So that is a very good Tigres team. And at home, as you know, it's a very different beast to what we saw last week at BMO Field.
Well, one of the things that I found really fascinating in talking to Tim Bezbachenko a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about how bringing in a player like Gregory Van Der Veel, he said, look, he's a good player. You'd take him any time, obviously, but you're also bringing in a guy who's played. He's played in the World Cup. He's played in very hostile environments, and I found it. And I asked him. I almost get the sense you've brought this guy in because you think there's a particular added value he brings you when it comes to Champions League because of that experience. And he said, yeah, absolutely. And I find it interesting that Toronto FC has matured to the point where you can look at a player and say, not only does this guy make us better tactically, not only does he give us another option tactically, but you know what? He's got the type of experience that's going to come in handy when we play in one of those cauldrons. I found that fascinating that we're at a point now where this organization can look ahead to Champions League. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's great. But it just tells you how far this organization's come.
It's a great point, yeah. A real maturation, isn't it, of the club as a whole. And it used to be that this club, and most clubs in this region would be seduced by a name or goal-scoring attributes overseas. But now they can look at the X factor. What else, the intangibles, what else can this guy bring to us? What do we need in this team? And we know that this team is the best in MLS. And the big picture, though, is domination in the region as well. And we also know that it's very difficult to travel to some of these clubs in Mexico and around Central America and succeed. Jeez, we know that only too well, having watched Canada for many, many years. So you can now target players, you're right, who are, okay, sure, technically they're great players, but guys that aren't going to be intimidated by going to Mexico. And you're right, Van Der Veel is a great example. He's a guy that's played in the biggest games, the biggest game in the world in the World Cup final. He's played in Champions League games for some pretty big clubs in Europe as well. He won't be intimidated. But I think overall, you look at that team, though, TFC, they're not a team to be intimidated. Mm. They've got a great leadership group. Sebastian Giovinco's been there, done it for some very big clubs in Europe. Michael Bradley, nothing gets to him. So, if you can just implement some other character-type players into that side, hey, only one way to go, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, with Bradley and Altidore, and I mean, I don't know if they've necessarily been asked this, but I wonder if in some ways this, beating Tigres and then probably having to face America, Club America, a huge Mexican club from Mexico City in the next stage, I wonder if in some ways this isn't a little bit of a way for them to sort of satisfy the international, the jonesing for international competition that they're not going to get with the U.S. team because they're not going to the World Cup. Now, I wonder if maybe that isn't an aspect here that maybe we've overlooked with these two players in particular, because you know those two guys are driven by stuff like that.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. But they want that big game feel, and they're going to be miserable in June and July watching the World Cup from afar because they want to be there, obviously, and that's still weighing very heavily on them. And I think from their own personal ambitions too, these players are still unfairly, in my opinion, but looked down upon by a lot of American supporters for failing to qualify for the World Cup. If they can now go to Mexico and maybe, who knows, capture a Champions League trophy, perhaps they win back some respect. You know, I don't think they need to, personally, but we know that they're still, you know, as you saw last year in the playoffs, they're still reviled by some very short-sighted fans south of the border. So you're right, it's a big moment for them. Nothing can really replace the World Cup, I don't think, mind you, that being said, even winning this thing. But it'll be a step in the right direction, for sure.
And they also, great timing, Major League Soccer and Liga MX have just, they've announced a long-term partnership that's going to see Toronto host a team from Mexico's top league later in the year. That's, I mean, you know, it's interesting because, like, I spent a week down in Florida. The hotel that I had access to, like, six Latino channels. And, you know, for people who don't know, Mexican soccer is, I mean, it's a lot of people watch it. There are a lot of places in the United States where you go past the bar and they'll have the Liga MX games on, or matches on, I should say, that weekend. It's a big TV draw. You know, I find it interesting because I think there really is a payoff. There's a payoff for both leagues here, isn't there, in this type of a relationship?
I find it fascinating, Jeff, actually, seeing that this morning. In addition to that big game this September between TFC and whoever the champions of Mexico at that point, there's going to be potentially all-star games down the road as well. And the more I think about it, you know, long-term, perhaps no time soon, but are we going to see maybe a merger between Mexican football and MLS football as well? Could we see one league or divisional type series? You know, I think that's very possible because it would benefit both federations, if you ask me. And you know, Mexican football is massive, lots of money in it. The average payroll is far higher than MLS. There's no cap in place, for example. But the gap's closing and closing. And you know, Don Garber is a smart man, and the man that runs Mexican soccer is a smart man as well. And if they, I'm sure, look closely, they can see a definite option to one day becoming one. And that would be incredible because then you bring in a pure soccer culture into this culture as well. It can only go one direction. So I'm probably a little bit ahead of myself here, but I don't see why that couldn't be a possibility one day.
Well, and I also think, too, it probably just strengthens sort of the partnership we've seen between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico in bidding for the 2026 World Cup.
Yeah, and you're right. I'm with that bid going, I guess, on Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
Very good timing, isn't it? Listen, we got on really well. We can do things together. Look at us, right? So it all adds in the right direction.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, there will be fans of the Canadian national team who will be like just... I mean, I don't think they'll be up in arms because I think smart soccer fans understand that there's a... You know, having some sort of continental plan makes so much sense. It just for the long-term health of the game. But you know what? I mean, there's a lot of animosity between those three countries. And I'm sure there are some soccer fans out there who are kind of smiling through gritted teeth right now. You know, it's like we're getting in bed with the enemy almost.
Yeah. But the payoff is 10 games in 2026, right? And it just makes a lot of sense. So let's, you know, put the egos aside here and say we can at least on the surface all be friends here. We know when it comes down to competitive action, we will hate each other. And that's healthy, I think, as well, to a certain degree. But what it comes down to, we have to work together here. UEFA, if UEFA can work together, if CONMEBOL and South America can work together for the greater benefit, surely we can as well here in North America. It's as simple as that, right?
Jonathan Osorio has been called up to the Canadian team. John Herdman's, making his first imprint in the Canadian team. But, you know, first of all, you know, I don't think there's too many people that don't think Jonathan Osorio shouldn't be a regular there, but... what have you seen so far? Early days in John Herdman's tenure, but what have you? Are we able to read anything into the selection he's made, or at least the players he's bringing into camp?
I think it's still a bit early. I mean, there aren't too many surprises there. He's brought in some new faces, I think three or four new faces. He's brought back a Tim Hutchinson, which I think is interesting because I think many people thought maybe his international career would end, maybe for his best interests it'd be time to retire. But he's back in there. There's no Junior Hoilett this time around, but he will be back in there, he says. He's given his club in England, Wales, I guess, their chance to use him right now. It's still early. I want to see how they play on the field right now. He's putting a lot of changes into the system behind the scenes right now, bringing his staff in. He's really modernizing, I think, the men's program in line to how the women's program was. So we'll see. It's New Zealand coming up, right? Hardly a powerhouse, but you've got to start somewhere. And, of course, the big games become, you know, later this year with qualifying. But, yeah, it's a little bit early. I'm excited to see how they perform, how they play, what he does. Obviously, there's still a cloud over the whole situation of why Octavio Zambrano left. We still don't really know why. There's been no answers from the CSA in that regard just yet. So we'll wait and see. I think we've got to give the guy, though, a clean slate. He's got the job done in Canada, obviously, with the women's side. And the men's side isn't that. Some new players. We've seen this new kid, Liam Miller, for example, getting a call up. He's been with Liverpool for a number of years now and in their youth ranks, playing really well there. He's getting some press now in that part of the world, believe it or not, for getting a call up. So, yeah, there's some new faces. It'll be intriguing to see how they perform.
Jonathan Osorio, we talked about him, or I mentioned him being called up. Of course, he had the winning goal in the match against Tigres. Molinaro and I talked about this. They're sitting beside each other during the MLS Cup, and just his growth in the past. Well, I mean, the last 2 months of the MLS season, and then early through this season. I don't know if it's been remarkable because I think a lot of people have thought there was a player in there. It was just a matter of him sort of trying to figure out what player that actually was. And I think Greg Vanney's kind of helped him do that, hasn't he? You know, you watch Jonathan Osorio now, and he's more composed when he has the ball at his feet. But his work rate just seems to be so much more impressive than it was last year at this time, for example.
Yeah, I mean, he might have been TFC's best player so far, early in the season, I know it is, but really, really good. And you're right, it kind of hit a switch, it seemed, late last season when he won the trust of his coach, because he was in and out of the lineup for the last couple of years. Obviously, played in some very big games, and certainly Vanney saw him as a big game player and a game breaker, and there aren't too many game breakers on that side. But yeah, something clicked, and you're right, he works so hard, he makes the right decisions on the ball as well, doesn't give the ball away, which is really important. He's just playing best football of his career right now, and he's still young enough, he can still get better as well. So it's still amazing. I know we discussed this before, Jeff, how he wasn't picked under Benito Flora for Canada. We always wondered why, and there's obviously a personality issue there between the player and the coach. But now this is a fresh start, obviously, under Zambrano and now under John Herdman. I think he's going to be a key member of this team because there aren't too many intelligent players with football IQ who have a good technical ability and a bit of creativity on that Canadian squad, but he's one of them. So I think he'll be a big part of that team starting 11 for a long time now, and he's playing in the biggest games and playing very, very well. So we saw that goal last week, that flick at the end there. What a brilliant goal that was. So clever. And he started the play as well. So he's definitely one, not just for the future, but now very much for the present, because I'm a big, big fan of Osorio as well, as I know you are.